So there's a Sikh of the Rebbe about this very topic, about going into Adar and the connection to Mashiach and the connection to the Parsha as well, which is the Sikh of the Rebbe Tashinon Beis, which obviously has a special Chavivus. It's Mamish a month before Chazayin Adar. These are the last words we heard from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe was speaking, and it was the same Kfiyas also, which is means Jesh Chedesh came out on Tuesday and Wednesday, like this year. It's coming up. Tuesday and Wednesday is Lamed and Aleph Adar. And what's special about Adar, of course, is Mishenichnas Adar Marvimism. But if you look at the source of this Gemara, actually, it's a Mishnah in Tainis, of all Masechtos, to say this line. And what does it say? It says, Kishem Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. Just like when you enter into Chedesh Av, you're supposed to decrease in joy in Simcha. So too, when you enter into Adar, you should be Marvim B'Simcha. As if it's totally haba, I need to have the lack of joy in other in order to enjoy enjoy yourself on other. What's the connection? The Rebbe says yeah, and the Rebbe says that's part of the special joy of other. In other words, not just the time when you just start being joyous. No, it's when we take all the negativity, and on the contrary, it says in Tanya that the deepest aveda, the purpose of creation was, you know, there are some people who love sweet taste. Aseli mataamim. There's two kinds of taste, and then there's, in English, it's called savory, a savory dish. Right? There's a sweet dish and a savory dish. Savory means spicy, sour, and we all know that if it's deliciously sour, the taste is unbelievable. So it says in Sefer Tanya Kadisha that what? That when we learn, when a yid struggles, and the deeper you struggle, the more tainug, the more pleasure it is for the Eibishter, the more powerful it is, and the more enjoyable it is. Now, aseli matam, the joy, the simcha of other, is the mapecha from Chodesh Av. That's really what it is. What makes a yid happy is that he can take negativity and transform it and bring it into positivity. And the Rebbe says, what's the ultimate positivity? Mashiach. That's the whole part of Mashiach. Oz yimol ischoik pinu. Then we're going to be happy. Why are we going to be so happy? Because it's the ultimate revelation and transformation of negativity into light. And taking olam hazeh dafke, and that's the whole future of Mashiach happening dafke over here.